Hold on. Drifting half, the Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, the lower and the level. Ripped in half, the Joker and the devil, the slower and the several, I'm lower in the level. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. I'm running from the law, breaking the law. I'm running from the law, breaking the law.
You can breathe. You can blink. You can cry. Hell.
Oh man,
I was too scared to talk. Actually,
that was smooth.
Once Negan walked in the room, I was like, "Fuck that mission."
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special edition of Ripped in Half, following One Star, Ripped in Half minisode, The Walking Dead,
season 7 premiere.
Season 7 premiere. Oh, yes,
show was still on.
We could not wait a second week to be able to talk about this because it would be into episode 2. We just can't do that.
This is one of the biggest things that I think tomorrow has happened within Ripped in Half that we need to discuss. So, we're all excited.
We can let a lot of things go.
Not since Resident Evil 5 have we had been this like last minute do episode.
Two more months, Resident Evil 6, the final chapter.
Who gives a shit, right?
It better be rated R for one reason and one reason.
Boobs. But we're not on to this. We're on to
tickle nipply bitties.
Tickle nipply bitties. But we're on to a completely different zombie series right now.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead.
Someone said, oh God, in the background.
They're still going.
Perfect.
When Negan's involved, there is no God.
What?
The only invisible killer I believe in is God.
So, ladies and gentlemen, yes, big things happened.
I'm glad you're happy about that.
You're thinking about that, too.
Last season finale, we had Jeffrey Dean Morgan and his final reveal as Negan.
Who was coming.
It finally happened. It was awesome. It felt right.
Yep.
And it ended
himself.
And it ended with splatter. We don't know who the splatter was.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
All
get
we got
a
was
glimpse.
A soundbite.
Yep.
But then finally, I like the slow motion
then finally, after
voices.
A lot of teasing.
The slow motion voice theory.
People tried to isolate that to figure it out.
Trying to get his wife throwing Glenn. And there's a thing that does sound like Glenn, but it's isolated and enhanced, and it started to make it sound like more Glenn than it is. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's just them screaming like, oh God, please stop, and slow mode and just distorted, because even if they said the name, they couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, they're not that dumb to give that away. This was all set up to get you enticed. It's enticed to, like, get you build up and excited of what you think it's supposed to build.
Which
theories.
Is very smart.
Well, because everybody waited smart. With bated breath since what?
How about just
February,
like,
March?
After he gets smashed in, just come with the cutaway guy. Mr. Black, and goes like, hey, I'm Mr. Black. And like, Glenn died. Goodbye, thank you.
No, but everybody,
your little chink friend got smashed didn't he?
Everybody waited with bated breath and questioned since what? The end of February,
round
beginning
of
March? Who'd he kill? We had to wait 6 months to finally find out. And finally the episode happens. And you still kind of had to wait 35, 40 minutes before you find out.
Wait.
But
wait,
I like the panel of different angles.
Roach didn't actually watch.
I didn't watch the episode. I saw enough of the clips.
It's not
to
about
know
who died. It's about
episode.
How they presented who died.
Yeah.
But the thing
to me,
is,
that's how it's important about this. It's not about like because everyone knew. Everyone either had a theory of who specifically was going to die.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
your variation became the second person if there was a second person who died.
Yeah.
Which I actually very much appreciate that they did clear up the idea of the blood splatter's on Rick's right side.
There was a lot of theories going on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when the episode started.
But even then, they have 3 months to hear conspiracies. It's smart enough because they have enough time to get all your information to either do the trick to work around it.
Yeah.
Because They're not saying shit. All they know is a character died.
Yeah.
And people start building up theories. And it's like, well, we'll just read all their goddamn theories and switch up the presentation.
Well, it's not just that. It's not just that. Because a lot of the problem with a lot of shows and films nowadays is there are people who hang around offset and try and catch pictures and cameras.
Oh,
and
yeah. Fucking assholes.
So what they did for this scene is they... The death scenes that we saw in the first episode of this season were already filmed last season.
Yeah.
But what they did is they filmed death scenes for every single character. So there was no, oh, we know who died, here it is. No, because they filmed for every character.
And they used it.
Kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. They did kind of use it. And it,
yeah.
It,
again,
and flashes kind of. To it.
Not kind quite. Of.
Momentarily.
We'll cover that later.
Okay.
We'll cover that later. In fact, if I can find it, I have a scene to play that covers that.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, so we waited 6 months to find out. And once the episode started, we didn't find out right away who it was. It was Rick talking how he's going to kill Negan. Negan having to wave his cock around.
But it's a new angle of that.
Who's got
to
do it?
Death scene. It's also a film from a different angle.
It was.
Still,
but we still
not
see
revealing,
who.
But it's another
fact,
angle of what
the only
that
thing we see right off
speech
the building,
was about.
The only thing we see right off the beginning, it was a red herring.
Mm-hmm.
We see a mushed pile of what used to be someone's head.
Yeah.
We see the blanket that Daryl was wearing.
Yeah.
So it makes everyone think it was Daryl. In fact, Norman Reedus.
They laid that thickness a lot, though.
Well, the thing is, Norman
even
Reedus,
in the cutaway
oh, yeah.
that was from Comic-Con with the scene where he has the jacket and the vest on mm-hmm. again, it shows like, oh, well, that's too obvious in some ways.
Because rumor was that Norman Reedus was, this
was
his last season,
just,
right?
It wasn't well, just rumor.
Yes, and plus Norman he's also Reedus, in other things. He's also yeah. contracted to do other things such as movies and films.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and they're saying like, well, then he has that freedom, why... Is he still on the show?
I think this is
dead.
I think well, this is all conspiracy through
well,
the Walking
it's,
Dead.
It, no, it's not yeah. just because it's red herrings from the Walking Dead. Because Norman Reedus halfway through the season said himself in an interview, it was his final season.
Yeah.
Shortly after that, AMC announced the whole traveling across America on a motorcycle with Norman Reedus show that they were doing.
Is that,
I don't know what it was
fuck
called.
Fuck is that? Is that like
it
a
was
real
Reedus,
life reality show?
Drives and Dives with Norman
yeah,
Reedus?
Pretty much.
You know, these beer cheese fries are really good here. I recommend
so,
it.
So, Norman Reedus
well,
himself
I gotta
actively,
go now. I gotta yeah. take a shit.
So, Norman Reedus, he actively participated in these red herrings. So, they really laid it heavy that Daryl's probably gonna
every
die.
Every episode ends with him dying by bitten by a zombie in the
yeah,
neck.
Exactly.
Well, I'm Norman Reedus.
He's taking a piss and it just fucking comes out and bites his cock. He's like, arr!
You know, I love Jenna's fucking drive through down in fucking Minnesota. You know, it was a great film, got some great food, and then
well, do you think they're gonna hide him away for the entire season and
most,
bring him back
most
later?
Most of it.
There's a lot of actors that say I have to keep my goddamn mouth shut, and it's yeah. unbearable because you can't say a goddamn thing.
Yeah, seriously.
Otherwise,
really?
Like, it'd be fine.
Anyways,
millions of dollars.
We get a lot of crap between Negan and Rick, and again, most of the episode was just Negan swinging his cock around to show that it's bigger than Rick's.
Yeah,
that was the basis of the episode.
And I loved
and
it.
And it was good.
And Rick really doesn't have any idea what's really going on in his fucking world.
He doesn't.
Like, he thinks it's the same way we can knock out this small group. And it's not a small group.
Yeah.
That's turns out what
it's
he's building.
A huge fucking group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
But, okay, here's things I think about. Is it driven through fear? Only through fear. Because he's only presenting this to that group. His own men are watching this. How can he be with some, like, you are also, as his man, he's one of his guys, watching this brutal fucking beatdown. Is that how he gains his power only through...
That's part of it. Oh, yeah.
Manipulation and fear.
Oh, yeah. Now...
So no one is, basically, that's a problem to me
if,
in gaining power, because everyone you have who is under you is a coward.
They're coward
no.
to a point.
Yes,
I don't,
yes
I don't
because...
Think so.
I have control of them through fear.
I don't think
they
that
do what I say through fear. Everyone who works for me is a coward.
No, I don't think
I don't
so.
Have a wield of power. I have a wield of cowards.
Well, here's the thing. Okay.
Which means they can fail me, desert me, betray me at any second.
Well, you know what?
It's not a wield of power.
No, I don't think so.
We'll have to wait and see how Negan's portrayed throughout the rest of the season.
And every guy saw that. Like, how can people even still be with him? Or like, I understand I'm trying to manipulate this group. A lot of those guys in that group probably got manipulated the same way, or joining Negan is a good idea.
But yeah. I don't think the manipulation took
unless
them
he has
as
some idealism that fucking, like, this guy is going to make a great world.
No, he's making
a take world.
Not at all.
We're going to have to branch into the comics for this one.
I know, and I. That's what my.
And
so
it's
my
hard.
Because that makes more world. That builds the world.
It does.
But with now, the show, we're kind of limited.
The show does drift off a bit, but for certain key things, they tend to be the same. So we'll see. But we at least know Negan in the comics for the horrendous shit he does. Apparently, the Saviors did like him to a point. He was, for the most part, good to his people. And he took care of them, made sure they were fed. Now, he did horrendous things to do it.
So did Rick.
He fucked up a lot of people.
I still think the same thing as Rick. Rick does the shit as long as the community still is okay.
Yeah, they kind of ignore it. It's something you can ignore.
Okay. Like, we're fine. We are kept. But the crazy man is allowed to do what he's supposed to do.
Well, I think the other part, too, though, at least the difference between Rick and Negan, because Rick and Negan are very
like
similar.
Like, we're community. They are still ignoring the horrific things that people who
well, again,
are
Nick
around
and Regan
us.
Are definitely. Rick and Regan.
Negan
Rick
and Rick.
Negan are very similar. They're almost like two sides of the same coin.
Like a Rick and Negan.
Yeah.
But they present themselves in different aspects.
Well, the key difference to them, as far as Negan goes, is he will do the he has no problem with the brutality, whereas like kind of Rick is almost heat of the moment brutal. Negan is not. No. Negan is brutal. He will show he's brutal. He has no problem showing he's brutal.
Yeah.
Because in his mind, this is the world we live in.
Yeah.
And it's a brutal fucking world. You want to survive, you have to be brutal. The most brutal person is the top person.
But it's also presentation and show.
It very much is.
And he shows that through his speech.
It's a brutal mind fuck.
Exactly. He shows no heart, no holds.
But here's how the brutal mind fuck works for
anything.
Him. Here's how the
it does work in promoting fear, promoting do what you
yeah,
need
exactly,
to do.
Yeah, exactly. Because he shows no holds. So that just promotes everything.
I would say yes and no. Because you got to think, okay, for Rick and them, it's to show fear, make them feel fear. To show he's not someone to be fucked with. You listen to what he says. Do what he says. But for the Saviors to see this, it is both, yeah, you don't cross him. He will do this to you too. But at the same time, it shows to them that this is a man who can survive this new world. This is a man to follow. He is capable of protecting us. So long as we can follow his example and just but let him lead in front of us, we're safe. We're going to survive. We're going to eat. We will live. And in a world that's overrun by the undead, does that not make you feel safe? Someone like that? Is that not somebody you can rally behind?
Yeah, exactly.
That you are almost, just by seeing his actions and how he is, you're pretty much guaranteed safety?
Yeah. I get it. Like, and it's brutal.
Like, no, and not.
I think it's brutal for a reason.
I see why he thinks
he's brutal for a reason.
Well, let me finish this.
I get that entirely.
Let me finish this. Negan made it very much a point. A lot of what was happening was because Rick's crew killed Negan's men. So now by putting on this show.
No, that's an example of the rules he established. No,
that's a big part of it. But he's also
example
very much
to
showing.
Them, like, hey, here's a guy we don't know. Not a new threat. He's a new threat.
No, Rick
he came
and his
out a different
group.
Angle, and this is how we fuck with. No, this is what we do.
Rick and his group took out a bunch of Negan's men. That is a big no-no. Fucking with Negan's men is the same thing as fucking with Negan.
Again, he gave him that pass.
A no-no.
He didn't know who you were fucking with.
True. Now you do. This is what we're going to do to prove to you what happens
this
when you fuck with us. Don't do it again. It makes everyone else, again, Negan is watching out for us. He cares for us. He's going to protect us. That's what all the show is about.
I can't do this right now.
Sorry, I had to finish up.
I know you had to finish this fucking Negan.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jason. Go on.
No, I understand his group, and I understand how he established power. It's actually very simple. It's not even a big thing.
Like, oh, yeah.
You
definitely. Show,
and you establish rules. The rules are brutal, and you don't take them lightly. Like, he has a very basic rule.
It's not that the rules are brutal. The rules are simple. The punishment for breaking the rules is brutal.
Are yeah, beyond that's very brutal. Much true. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're 100% right.
The rules are simple, brutal. And they're easy to follow, but if you break them, they will be
brutal consequences.
The thing is,
he enjoys it. You know he enjoys it. And the guys he worked for him enjoy it.
Again, so.
You have guys who do
that. Do you really think so?
At the same time,
do you really think so?
They have to. Otherwise, they won't keep going.
Some who don't.
It's no different than people who will fucking brutal. Like back in slave days, people who do the fucked up, the really, really fucked up shit to black people. You know, the same thing. It's no different. You need guys like that. But somehow, those aren't people who are right for this world, but there's some people who will do things done.
Yeah.
They will torture people. I that's the thing that bothers me about just South slavery. Like, people will do like the fucked up South slavery shit. Like, you know, when they watch fucking Django and you see people like the chains, like, you had to hire guys who at least at some point have to enjoy that. They have to not only accept it, but enjoy it.
That's called acting, sir.
No. Just the actual physical time of that actually really existing.
I think back.
I know you don't believe the Holocaust exists. And you know what? I agree with you, Steve. Slavery at least existed.
But no,
that's,
no.
That's still
a there's a truth to that.
It's a question?
Yeah.
That's for you and the tobacco company to decide.
Yeah.
There is a truth to that where...
I'm not a tobaccoist. So, you know what? I'm just saying now this. But you know what? I agree about that Jew thing you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a persuasion behind it, which is that let's make... I mean, it's used everywhere in any point, and it's used in The Walking Dead, which is like, this is our purpose, and these people are lesser than us because of a certain reason, so let's fucking use that to our advantage, and we can do whatever we want, you know.
Again,
you see people
not,
as less than people,
not,
then
it's
easier.
No, it's not about lesser, because, okay, again, to use the comics as an example, I could pretty much guarantee that had Rick just gone with it, accepted it, and literally just pretty much fell in line with Negan, Rick probably would have rose in the ranks as far as Negan's crew goes. They would have become just another extension of the survivors.
I think that's why he
but
even keeps him alive, because he respects that. Like, he could be
but
my
that's,
guy.
That's the thing. Yeah. Is
he
that
could, he could easily
get rid of the guy from Grand Theft Auto.
But instead of going that route, in the comics, Rick still holds on to that insubordination.
Rick's
and
tough
that
to
rebel.
Break. That's why. He needs to break him.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what they do in the actual episode that is different from the comics, which is that Negan enjoys that Rick is fucking opposed to him and is determined to fucking sink him.
Well,
and he finds that
if you
he
can
finds
break,
that
if you can break Rick, you break everyone else.
Yes, but he
and he knows
he
that.
Does find that. That
and that's a good example. That's how you set an example. You break the leader.
Yeah.
And he
it's
did the most fucked up psychological shit to fuck with
him. It's the same thing
him.
As if you go to prison. You find the biggest, baddest motherfucker and you knock him out.
Yeah. No, I've done
by
that.
Doing
that.
By doing that, you're now the biggest, baddest
I
motherfucker.
I did that. Yeah, no,
or
I
you get stabbed
him.
In the hole.
Fine.
One of those two
cool.
Can happen. You get stabbed in the hole or you're the baddest
in
motherfucker.
In the hole? You mean it's you versus you and you stab the other guy?
Yeah, well, the guy who you punched out... gets a guard to stab you in the fucking chest.
Okay.
In the hole when no one
I
finds
get it.
You.
All right.
And when you get lead, you get hit by AIDS arcs.
But, like, that idea in the comics where Negan enjoys that Rick is so opposed to him that he wants to fucking kill him.
Right now.
Hey, Jesus. Is that...
They're coming from the sky.
It kind of... It makes you think because he feels a little bit of sympathy for Carl when he's, you know, like, putting him through his little punishment but doesn't harm him at all. And then at the same time, he also...
That's the whole Cain... You know, it was a metaphor for Canaan. Not Cain, Abel. Abraham and his son.
Abraham?
In the Bible.
You go to church every goddamn week to leave this fucking show.
No, I don't. I'm not going to lie to you.
When God...
Your line is now that
when
every
God
time you
Abraham
left this show early,
all
you
these
didn't
things,
have to go to church?
Abraham did.
I'm sorry. Hold on. Go on. Steve, again?
It was a biblical reference.
Yeah, pretty much, with
the whole story of Abraham and his son. God commanded Abraham to do all kinds of stuff. He did it. The last commandment
Abraham
was
to, Lincoln?
Yeah. The last commandment he gave to command he gave to Abraham was to kill your son.
Okay,
in my name.
I remember that, yeah.
Abraham was gonna do it in the last minute. God stopped him and said, "You don't need to, you've proven your loyalty to me."
God also caused him to do that. That is the exact
same thing Negan did to Rick when it came to Carl.
In the comics?
No, in the show.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about in the comics, though.
Oh, no. In the comics, Negan just took Carl because he kind of saw himself in Carl.
And that's what I was talking about.
He wanted to make him his, like, mentor or kid. And, like, that's a big disrupt. That's fucked up for him. Like, I'm going to take your kid, and now we're going to make your kid. Because his kid was bad at him at the time in the comics. And so, like, he's like, well, fuck it. I'll take your kid, and now I'll make him my own.
Yeah, but Rick didn't think that. Like, it was a whole psychological thing with Rick. But at the same time with Carl,
that's the whole point in the show episode. Like, it's a psychological game.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. In the episode, it is a psychological game to fucking have an upper hand on Rick and make him a follower, definitely, which you get that at the end of the fucking show, you see how broken Rick is.
Well, if you remember, too, in the comics.
And he was going to chop off that goddamn hand. He was willing to chop his own hand.
I know.
Yeah.
In the end, in the comics, though, Negan didn't take Carl.
No, Carl.
Carl snuck onto his van. Carl caravan was stashed away, him.
And then Negan found him. Negan had got him after he killed several men. And then was he fired. All right, you're in trouble.
Fired a bunch of guys. Like, I like you, kid. And then hung out with him for a bit. And then he found out Negan shit, and then took off back to his dad.
So there is a general separation between Negan in the comics and Negan in the fucking show. Which, I mean, obviously,
he has establishment figured out, though. He has a way of running things for himself.
Yeah.
That's no different than the persona this guy's pertaining. Because he actually understands how this world works, and he understands how to deal with people who don't want to get in line.
So
yeah, exactly.
Like that, he knows how to get people in line.
Here's a question I have. Initial reaction of Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Negan. What is your first impression?
Amazing.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not as big as you'd expect Negan to be.
Negan is a buff motherfucker.
But like, as far as the character, he's got it down pat.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I remember I read
brutal,
this.
Brutal, mean. The stares they have between each other is like, you can't laugh at that.
I think
sometimes someone should break and laugh.
I don't know how many times filming.
So many takes. Especially when he's like staring, both of them staring. Like, especially fucking, he's like.
And just the things that Negan was doing. And he's like. The sound effects.
Just like little mouth twitches and stuff. Just long stares at the other one. Like,
I think compassionate is a word that should be
out now. And then starts up.
I honestly think compassionate is a word that needs to be inserted because, yes, he is cold. He is a fucking brutal person. But compassion, in a sense, is one thing. No, because he can faint it at least.
No,
the compassion. But in a certain way, I mean,
whatsoever.
Like. No, because he has an affinity for the rules, but at the same time, he holds dear to them.
Any act of compassion he has. Is again just a show. It's his way of saying, "I gave this to you. You have this now because of me. Then you are allowed to live because of me.
You're able to do this because
of me. No, not even that. Not even that. With. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jason.
The spectacle he brought to bring all those guys there was the message too.
Yeah.
When they went back to each one and got less, they had started with a couple guys and got increasingly more and more. He already figured out the plan. He already figured out Rick and what this fucking dumbass in his mind is going to do. And then when he got all his guys together, the whole point was to show not only his men what the fuck you do when you fuck with him and show them.
But the one thing that stuck out to me is with Maggie. There's no point in showing any kind of compassion. Like, I'm truly sorry about what's happening right here. And, you know, like, immediately from that reaction, he also goes back to doing what he's doing. But there's no reason to do that. If you want to show yourself as a true, powerful motherfucker, you just fucking continue on. Like, rules are the rules. What do you want me to do? But
you have
he
to
shows
understand
a
that
little tiny bit of compassion.
I can take care of you as me. Sure. And I'm sorry this happens to you because if you obeyed my rules, this wouldn't happen to you. Mm-hmm. You would be fine. I would have taken care of you. You'd have to pay for this. Your their fucking town would have to recoup fucking losses for you me taking care of you.
Yeah.
But if you obeyed me, you'd be fine.
Well, like
what
he do
you
said,
call you that? Wouldn't have to have this problem
well,
getting up the
said,
fucking hill.
He even said himself.
But you wouldn't have to run into my guys.
But what do you call that?
No, he.
If it's not
there's,
compassion,
there's
what
no
is
compassion
it?
There's compassion there.
It's a little.
It's a faking. It's faking compassion. It's supposed to make you believe like we should have been with him. It helps also distrust in your own group.
Yeah.
Believing like
okay,
this guy's not an asshole. And like, he offered to try to help me.
It's a feint in compassion, but it also serves a purpose. I think that's...
Well, the purpose there is to say...
He has a good psychological game.
The purpose is to say, yeah, I'm sorry this happened, but you know what? And he says, I am a man of my word. I have to be a man of my word.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is also saying that if you, he's pretty much done. You cross me, I'm going to kill you. Now you've just seen, I've proven I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
So you've seen what happens if you cross me. I just said don't cross me or I'll kill you. You've seen firsthand I'm a man of my word.
In a sense, that is a shine of compassion. But at the same time, if further on in the show he shows that he is just fucking willing to do whatever, even go back on his own word, then that makes him more of a, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I'll just do whatever I want.
It's like closing devil loopholes.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, in as far as this goes, it does show that there is at least a slight consideration for the fact that what he's doing is being done. And he doesn't feel bad about it, but he at least knows that others feel bad about it. And he's going to approach them with that ideal just to make them feel a slight better. It works in his favor in the end. Maybe it doesn't take away from his psychotic nature and his fucking own selfishness, but I think it works in a certain general sense.
Are we going to talk about the episode eventually?
We will.
I'm sorry.
Now, back to Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
I have more stuff to talk about the show. Like,
we're like, getting there. Or at least
commanding troops this way.
I had read a kind of a quote by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He is explaining like when he got the role for Negan. He is saying how he got a phone call from his agency. And they told him how there's... The people from The Walking Dead, had called, and they want to offer him a role as one of their big bads. And so he flat out, he's like, wait, is it fucking Negan?
Oh, okay.
And so his agency told us, like, we don't know, do I get to be a zombie? No. So these people told us, like, well, we don't know the specifics. They didn't give any names. We'll have to get back to you on this. We'll give them a call. And he's like, no. Fuck that. It's fucking Negan. I'm fucking doing it. And yeah, it was Negan. So it's cool because it just shows he was already aware of the character. He's already a fan of the comics as well. He knew, you know.
Yeah, and a lot of people have.
He was right on board.
I think there might be a play because a lot of people get like half scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to have. He wanted to know he had the role of the guy. Not like he's not a zombie. He's not some obscure character. Like, no, I'm Negan. Or nothing else. I like that. And he's a great fucking actor.
Oh, yeah.
I still like him in fucking The Watchmen.
Yeah, he's great.
The Joker, the comedian, The Watchmen. Like, I like how he understood that world. He was like, fuck it. And he didn't give a fuck. He's all fucking shooting guys. Other guys running down the street like, fuck it. Bah! And knock out fucking people.
No, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's a good actor.
Yeah.
And yeah, he plays Negan.
And I still love the opening sequence in Watchmen. That fight is amazing.
Yeah.
The opening sequence, the music. And the whole fight going on. Extended scene's way better. The extended version is way better. But still, like, that whole musical in the fight. An old man. Like, he looks like a great, big, husky old man. Like, just fucking fighting his way out of that thing.
Well, let's go ahead and... window.
Fuck, man. It's a great... Let's watch this movie. Yeah. Let's watch The Watchmen. I want to watch The Watchmen.
Let's go ahead and get
and let's do that Bob Dylan song again. Because I love that part.
Let's go ahead and talk about the actual episode now.
The extended version is way better. Because it actually... samples the whole section of this Bob Dylan song.
Come gather around, people.
But it plays it plays a section, a whole entire section again.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. If you do the extended version,
that seems a little unnecessary.
Well, the intro is really elongated
because I know because of all the flashbacks that you get. Why history is the way it is.
All right, let's go ahead and get on to the actual episode now. I know Jason, you have a lot to talk about, so why don't you take the lead?
It starts off. When Negan comes.
Once upon a time.
And taps everybody in the mouth.
Not what I meant. Take the lead of the conversation. You take the reins.
What are we talking about?
The Walking Dead.
The episode itself.
Okay, let's start off. It starts off the same way at the ending of the finale.
Which is Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
Yeah, that stuff. But it redoes it in a different angle. So everyone gets the same angle again. But he's trying to count down who the fuck it was. Man. Fuck you, Steve. What? I'm not good at this. Summer up, because it's been a week.
I'm not saying sum it up. Oh. We're discussing. You have a lot to talk about the actual episode.
So what I'm saying is right now I've been taking the lead of this discussion. You take the lead.
Well, okay. I think that...
I want to segue to a topic.
Explaining that first scene. So, yes, it does start up where he's playing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. You get to see everybody's faces, who he
it
points
start
at.
That way.
Okay.
It literally starts with Rick telling Negan he's going to kill him.
Okay. So it starts right there, and then what happens afterwards?
Negan's kind of staring and saying, wow. And then they talk about...
No. Yes,
what
yes.
weapon? Oh, he had a hatchet.
Yeah, hatchet.
Oh, an axe. Oh,
I like that look. Hatchet.
Yeah, like, a hatchet? Like, why are you calling it that? Oh, it's a fucking axe. And then he grabs him, drags him off to the trailer,
yeah.
and they go for, you know...
Yes,
what's
yes.
in the trailer? Like, basically... Whatever the teaser was basically open ended.
Yeah, okay, so the teaser, everybody saw the teaser.
Yeah,
it was fucking all over
the teaser
YouTube.
Was the but you didn't the know episode. The time the teaser was the opening intro to the show.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
day.
Yeah. But that the
and
teaser.
Once he got slammed that door, that's where the intro started.
So
yeah,
it then.
That was the cold open.
So it then picked up where he's doing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, right?
No. Oh, God, then, he slams the axe down the table, goes to the driver's seat, tells him, oh, you can easily kill me with that, blah, blah. Then demands he picks it up. Fuck some shit up. They
that's
eventually
something
get it going and they drive
okay.
away.
His thing is like, you better pick that axe up or you don't have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Meaning, if he doesn't do that, he's going to fire on him right now. Or at least if you have some fight in you, I have a reason to keep you alive.
Yeah.
And Rick did what he did. He pulled that, tried to act one last chance. But he had a gun. Can't do anything about that. What if he walked up slowly and just scooted and landed in front of the axe? You know what I'm saying?
You
okay,
know.
He was off that chair like a couple feet back. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on the chair out here. I'm moving off and size. No one can
or
see me physically.
But
I'm off to
right?
the side, and I'm broken, but he slammed the axe right here where the mic is. What if he said, if you don't have that, like, what if he just said, grab that axe you even have, but instead of grabbing as a one solid motion and try to attack him, got up, next to it, and had in his hand. That's something I always thought about when I was watching. I'm sorry,
well,
it's not something
no,
that changes the whole
you.
Story. I'm just like, he needed him to try to do that because it'd give him an excuse to shoot him.
Again,
or prove his worth.
He was kind of
because he wanted to get rid of him too.
Well, Negan
not really.
Negan was playing
right.
kind of a dangerous game because there was numerous times Rick could have taken him out.
And
watch
oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
He also,
definitely.
Numerous times
he
could have let.
Oh, he can kill him now,
or he could let Rick die.
Yeah, no.
When he comes
I'm
out of the gun,
when
he comes out and shoots a bunch of people out the door or out the window.
Well,
those are things.
I'm just talking about the straight dichotomy between Negan and Rick. Yeah. I mean, you know, because Negan's challenging Rick to kill him many times. Rick could have. Again, Negan's trying to break Rick, and the thing is, yeah, Negan could have died, but he's already got it and already put that thought in Rick's head that if I do die, all your people die. So to kill me is to kill everyone else.
He's safer that way.
Yeah. So he knew that.
He either
now,
buys a PlayStation
as
car.
As far as Negan
he either buys
Rick
Battlefield
times,
1 or he doesn't.
Yeah. But mm-hmm. as far as Negan saving Rick on numerous
oh,
occasions.
Really? Oh, thank you.
That also makes sense because, again, Rick is a good asset. He knows it. And he wants to kind of prove, like, you're alive because I willed it.
I can see why people in power think, like, having friends and people you care about is a weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they could be used against you.
Okay, so
who
past...
Who are the saviors you're going to use against Negan? Nobody.
So past that scene... Because
he didn't care about any of his people who died.
Okay.
Aside from that,
then
a lot
how
of
how do you
flashbacks.
Have loyalty in this?
Okay, I have not seen the episode itself, but I have seen the main parts, which is the certain deaths and the ending of the fucking episode, and what happens a little
wow,
bit in between.
Roach is just skipping ahead here.
I didn't get to.
I just wanted to get to the good stuff.
I didn't get to watch.
Before we get to that, there a lot of the episode was filler.
You tell me where I am.
A lot of the episode was filler, and it was mostly filler of Rick envisioning all these people being killed.
Mm-hmm. It's trying to hit him. I think it's.
I saw that.
I think it's him tormenting what to do.
Yeah.
Because the conversation is like, if I act the way I want to act, everyone I know dies. And he's everything yelling that in their fucking back of your head all the whole time.
If I actually kill Negan, everyone dies.
Yeah.
If I don't prove my worth and show back up with Negan, everyone dies.
So all you have to do is just listen to him and do what he says. Now. And that's what you have to understand. And Rick does what he does and still say he can kill him in the end as long as I do what he does. But then Rick changes it up later on.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually, someone else fucks it up later on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
and that's, actually, it probably would have gone fine until that fuck up happens.
Well, let's go ahead and get to the meat of it then. The big death scene.
So how long?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
So how long
catch a ginger
does
by his
it
toe
actually take to get to the death scene? In all honesty,
the first death scene.
Well, you already know the death scene happened. That's recreated in the beginning as well.
Probably, about
but
half
who
an
does
hour
it? But yeah, half an hour.
But that's what I'm saying is that in the beginning you get the aftermath, and then Rick goes into the fucking RV. The point where you actually get to see who was it that
it
Negan
takes
killed.
About half an hour.
Okay, so we're here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who the fuck is going to get smashed by this fucking bat?
See, that's why you don't... You need to watch the show. Like, the point of getting to the person who died is what the point of the fucking show.
It's the build-up, yeah.
I understand that, but I got the general...
So we already know who died. Even the internet told you who died. The point was how it looked when they died and how they presented
the
situation.
But here's the thing is that I saw that scene where that person died and where the other person was in that same situation. And I saw where he got dragged into the trailer. I saw what had happened.
You saw a lot of
Roach, who
with
died?
No buildup. You pretty much took away everyone.
Do you really want me to?
Yes.
Yes.
Abraham. Abraham died.
All right.
Yeah, I saw that.
The thing is,
I'm not trying to disappoint you guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
saying,
making
like,
this
that's
night
what,
hard
no,
for
it's
you.
Nothing but like, no, it's something that even Eric does. Like, I already know who dies. Like, that's the point of watching the show.
But I don't
want to
ruin
the
it for you. Like,
I already know who dies, too. I watched the episode myself. The thing is, I think what you know and what I saw, what we saw and know, are both, you're taking away from the experience of the show.
But I watched these scenes.
Ahead.
I didn't just look
let's
it up.
Go ahead
I watched
and play
the scenes.
You
okay
didn't follow the entire show. You didn't see
the intensity.
You didn't get the
yes, exactly. You didn't see the build up. You didn't see anything.
I
you
saw
lost all that. It, once you knew, oh, I know he dies. Well, then fuck you. You didn't need anything for yourself.
I'm sorry, Jason, but I saw this scene itself, and it was fucking harrowing. And here we go. It's Abraham.
How does this square box somehow circumvent YouTube copyright?
I have no idea.
And yes, that fucking... That echo is eerie as fuck, man. Hell.
Hell. You're all gonna be doing that.
Oof, that club upside the head.
God damn, dude.
I like this, Abraham.
Yes.
Oof. And then that
sucked.
Yo,
my
really
nuts
did it was a second impact.
Yeah. And he is just going at it, man. He does not fucking.
He doesn't let up. No.
There's no restraint. No, he's no, got
he
it.
He comes
down.
He said, suck my nuts.
Oh, yeah.
He did after the first hit. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, he just becomes.
I'm surprised
mush
they gave him the worst fucking line, though. You should give him a good cuss
nuts
line for that.
Have you actually?
They wasted the only cuss line on something else.
I don't know. No, have you? Funny. Have you gone through all the, like Abraham's best lines?
I haven't yet.
Oh, this is.
I don't want to see it. Let's do this. Let's continue with this conversation.
Let's just
the stick.
Show.
No, I'm just queuing it up.
Let's just stick to
well,
it.
Well, you have to queue it up to the next thing after, probably. Goodness. You go to Glenn after.
Hey, spoiler alert, we're getting there. We're still on Abraham.
Well, you guys kind of mentioned in the beginning.
Well, I don't want to hear the best of fucking Abraham before I fucking see the best of Glenn.
Yeah, you do.
All right, so.
No, I don't, and you better fucking.
We're on Abraham, and that's why.
Please, no. Look, okay, so Abraham was the first one to get it.
Yes, he did.
So the initial. Okay, I don't want to say first one, but the fact is that the initial person that Negan chose to fucking show how fucking boss he is Abraham. He
well, you know
his
what?
Fucking lights out. So
well, through the any money, money, mo situation. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Because their rules are everyone loses one. But they've been killing people before they get the chance to one. But yeah, everyone deserves ones, and that's how they start off their fucking shit. So going off basic rules, Abraham, one of you has to die.
Abraham's a logical choice.
Why?
Again, go back to the prison thing I told you. The biggest, baddest motherfucker in the yard. You take him out. Out of all those people, who's the biggest, baddest looking motherfucker?
But was it a logical?
That'd have been Abraham.
Was it a logical choice?
Military cut, big, stocky, strong looking dude. Yeah, but, take him out.
But was he a logical choice?
I think so.
Or was he a fucking random choice?
No. If you because look at you everyone there, everyone else had somebody or weak. They either had someone else that they cared about or are weak persons.
Yeah.
He, the people he cares about, who care about him, he already disregarded. Mm-hmm. But he already got rid of them in his mind. So Abraham is a loner.
But Negan doesn't know that.
You can see that someone who wants to die, and he actually said that in the first step, the finale is like, you want to die. The only reason he's picked is still by Eeny, Miny, Miny, Moe.
Okay, but,
that guy still wanted to die, and he knew that thing, and he means he was tough. He may be important to Rick.
Wouldn't that kind of, okay, but the fact that like he said he wanted to die, wouldn't that kind of add to the idea that I had mentioned earlier about compassion?
He's no.
It maybe come to the second person who died because their rule is at least one person has to die.
But he also
whenever they meet a group, one person has to die.
But he made another rule, which was you can laugh, you can cry. Anybody makes a fucking sound, they fucking take a step out of line, all that. He's taking another one.
That's a new rule.
He made the rule before he started.
The initial rule is one person dies as an example.
But he made.
They never got to that yet. That's what they are. The next person who stops or shut up or stands up, which happens later.
Mm-hmm.
What you miss, I guess.
No, I did not miss.
So you saw it.
Yes, I saw it. I told you.
Who towed out of line?
Really?
Who towed out of line?
The fucking stronghead himself. Headstrong motherfucker.
Rick?
Daryl.
Oh.
I was going to say another name. Just to be a dick.
That's what I did. Rick?
I saw it, man. I went through it. I saw it. And yes.
Ezekiel?
And I can tell you why.
Ezekiel rose up out of nowhere and just started swinging on people like a fucking Donatello.
Come on, Shiva. You wish, man. Okay.
A lion came.
So Negan takes notice as to who is staring and is most hurt by Abraham's death, which is his girlfriend. I forgot her name.
Sasha.
It's not Sasha.
That's her name, Sasha.
Is it Sasha? It's not fucking Sasha.
That's his girlfriend.
You're lying to me.
Yes, it is.
The black chick?
Yes.
No, it's not the black chick. It's the fucking Mexican girl.
No, he left her.
And he got with Sasha.
But yeah.
In the comic, he left her too, but for another woman.
Yeah, okay. But the Mexican girl is the one that is hurt the most by his death. So Negan points her out and
that
says,
makes sense in my mind, though.
Yeah.
Because she was also left.
Yeah.
And the man who left her also got smashed. Yeah. Like, she probably is more hurt than the person she left her for. I agree with that.
I think she's just the one that Negan queued up on, but Sasha was too, and it showed.
But not the one who's more hurt, the one who's got left. Mm-hmm. And she's still more hurt. Mm-hmm. Like, she's no longer with him. He made his choice, but still feels for the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
She's also the one who was with him the longest out of all that group.
Through the whole fucking bullshit.
Exactly, yeah. So,
aside from Eugene.
So he approaches her.
Can't fuck Eugene.
And he
was it homo or something?
He notices her fucking hurt and is taunting her about it. Like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. Just talking shit. And Daryl, of course, fucking gets heated and decides he needs to punch Negan in the face. Negan takes the punch and is like, oh, no, that's not how things work.
That is a no-no.
Yes, yes, yes. That is a no-no. They're threatening to fucking shoot Daryl with his fucking bowgun, but Negan says no.
That guy wants to shoot him.
What did Negan say?
I don't remember exactly, but you can tell me, can't you? Can't you, Steve?
No. Something that pretty, you don't kill right away.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't understand what he said. So
the implication was clear.
It's very weird that he wants to kill him so bad.
Yeah.
So he must have a secret.
Yeah, a season-long secret, yes.
No, but
like
really.
Daryl goes away for another acting job.
He knows he tried to get away, but he got burned for that.
Yeah.
But Daryl has tried to help the man, and that's why he's in this shit. He gave his girlfriend that motorcycle because they try to get away, right?
That may ultimately be what helps to flip him against Negan, because he does flip.
True,
in the comics.
But also, why is he so adamant to kill him?
To prove himself, get back in his good graces.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I agree with you're saying. I agree with you're saying.
So
because it seems very weird. Like a guy who tried to help him is so adamant to kill him for the past couple episodes. Like last season,
he already tried to run from the Saviors.
He came with his fucking vest on. And came with the fucking thing on. Like, I helped you. That's baffling to me. Like, to see that. And you stole from me too.
Yeah. What's his name? Murray tried to run from the Saviors once before. Daryl did try and help him. But now the dude's name is already mud as far as Negan's concerned. Yeah, he is brought back into the fold, all charred and crispy. He's got to prove himself, and he's desperate to do it.
Again, I still know his backstory. It's not like a big deal. But
wow. Well, obviously the show's going to be different than the comics.
Cause yeah.
He wasn't burnt by an iron.
You have to explain by his fate. Really?
In the comics, he was burnt by an iron.
I know he was. Mm-hmm. What did he get burnt for in the show?
By the fire in the forest.
That's the assumption?
Yeah.
I think he's over for a fire.
Well, that's his
girlfriend's gone.
It wasn't his girlfriend, it was his wife.
Either way.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Understandable.
She didn't die.
That again, she's back at the Savior.
It
still may explain, as a concubine.
It still may explain the burn face.
Yeah, no, you're right. They might kind of stick with that then from the comics.
I think they should.
Again, another punishment.
Which is why you haven't seen the wife, because she's one of Negan's concubines.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, disobeying the world.
Yeah.
The rules. She can be with... She can't see him again. That was the rule.
No. And if she does, then something happens to the husband, which is Negan's rule. And, that, again, compassion. Well, yeah, like, what did I tell you?
Because in the comics, Negan doesn't force any of the women. They come to him willingly.
Yeah.
And
no,
if they do... Then their previous spouse gets a law of pretty much to live the lap of luxury. They get cush.
Yeah, they get special treatment.
But by coming to me to become one of mine, you can't go back to your husband.
Yeah, exactly.
If you do, there's consequences. And that's where the iron to the face is. Kind of like the Scarlet Letter, just more extreme.
Yeah, I never read Scarlet Letter, but I do have an idea of what it is about. But I have an even better idea of what it is that Negan's rule is. So, yes, I understand completely what it is. Back to the fucking episode itself. So, yes, Daryl steps out of line and decides that he's had enough of Negan's bullshit and hits him. Negan doesn't like it, says, no, that's a no-no, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And he says, all right, well... Back to rules.
Yeah.
Here we go. And who the fuck gets hit next?
Maggie.
I will not lie. Because of the kind of conspiracies that I was looking into, it showed that Rick had some fucking blood splatter on the right side of his face. Maggie was on his right side. I was thinking the entire time, Maggie's going to get fucking smashed in. Let's take the opposite side of Glenn. Let's fucking smash in Maggie's brains, and there we go. No. It's quite the opposite.
It was... Daryl?
Daryl? No? You kind of wish, no, don't you? Because he was the fucking guy that stepped out of line, but no. Let's not hurt the guy that... Oh, it was Morgan. Oh, you fucking wish, don't you? I don't think he was even in the fucking episode, you asshole.
He was in the episode, just not in that scene.
Yeah, not in that scene. It was all main characters and that...
Wasn't Carol, she wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there, was she? She was off cutting her
Maggie's
hair.
Sister.
Oh, Maggie's sister, the one that died in that fucking hospital when she got shot in the head?
That's right.
Holy shit. Who would have thought?
It wasn't her.
Was it Carl? Was it Coral?
No, it wasn't Coral.
It wasn't Coral. No, Coral wouldn't be killed off that early. Fucking,
I don't know how I forgot fucking Dale.
Oh, Dale. Dale, the guy that died so fucking long ago when he got mauled by a fucking... Walker, and he got shot in the head by Daryl.
Damn, that's right.
No, it wasn't Dale. Jason, can you help us out? Can you tell us who gets killed next after Abraham?
I forget. We established it wasn't Daryl.
It wasn't Daryl. It wasn't Dale. It wasn't Morgan.
His son, right?
No, it obviously wasn't Coral. We know it's not Michonne. She is too badass.
Yeah, it wasn't Coral.
Dude, it was Jesus. That's right.
Is Jesus in the episodes? Is he around?
Yeah, Jesus is around. You'd know if you watch the show.
I don't think he's there.
Exactly. I don't watch the show.
I think he might be in the fucking camp with fucking...
Oh, fuck.
He's sleeping right now. There's two people gone,
and I think it might be Jesus and...
Morgan and Carol.
Morgan and Carol. Who's in that fucking... Who gets beat to death?
Wasn't Lori...
Wait, guys.
Ezekiel, right?
Herschel? Hold on.
Herschel was there, right?
Just hold on a minute.
Was Herschel right there? I saw him in there.
I remember him getting a leg cut off.
They beat his leg to death?
Yeah.
No, wait, guys. There's something in the comics that happens that kind of... I don't want to be...
A lot of things happen in the comics. You can be more specific.
But this one thing I think might have happened, because I remember when Negan shows up, he beats the shit out of somebody in the head. It was Sophia's father.
Maggie's boyfriend?
Was it No.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
Yeah, she has a...
No, she has a husband.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Is that your... Oh, fuck. Married.
That's not...
No. No, it wasn't him, was
Indiana
it?
Indiana Jones?
Okay.
It's sure like you laugh so hard you vomited. That's what that sounds like, right?
You talking Short Round?
I think it's Short Round.
Yeah. And the guy from Sliders? They were together in the scene?
Sliders?
Oh.
Mr. Mallory.
Yeah.
The apricots are poison.
Mr. Don't touch them.
Don't go there. That cross.
The poison.
Yeah, I remember how Short Round and Gimli the dwarf were together.
Okay,
what are we talking about now?
Okay.
I barely keep the rest of my...
The next person to get it after Abraham, because Daryl punched Negan in the face because he was being an asshole, is unfortunately, as you might have guessed from the comics, Glenn.
Wait, he was still alive?
Yes, Glenn was still alive.
Didn't kill him, but Glenn was still alive.
Wait, how did he survive the walkers in Atlanta?
I guess he had a fake body on top of him.
He jumped over a roof.
And no, he was pretending. I said Atlanta. That was in Washington. Atlanta.
Oh, well, he jumped into a tank.
Fucking, yeah, he escaped through. No, he didn't jump into a tank.
How did
he helped Rick get out of the tank. Right.
Then how did he... Didn't he get eaten by a walker in the whale? In the well?
And that's what I was... No.
In the whale?
The fucking well. Walker fell down the whale. And
blow the fucker.
No. Then Jesus came and gave him his magic rope and saved him and told him the truth.
His lasso of truth?
Wait, lasso of truth.
Jesus said the lasso of truth.
Who are you looking for?
Where are the drugs?
Wonder Jesus.
What are you doing with it?
All right, then.
So, well, I know. That's right.
No.
He got eaten by the walkers trying to get through the spinny door, right?
No, he just walked by those guys and they got cut in the spin.
That's right.
He was under. He was just.
That's Nathan.
Oh, no. What's his name? Killed himself and made Glenn fall into the horde of walkers and they tore him apart, right?
Oh, no, no.
That
what
was a
he
fake
did
out.
Was kind of shuffle his body underneath it and he got away okay.
How the fuck did he get under that dumpster? I've seen dumpsters. There's not enough space between a dumpster and a
ground. Mean there's not enough stomach to cover your head and entire body?
I know he's Asian, but he's not that tiny.
That's very true, Steve. Finally, racism plays a good part in The Walking Dead.
It depends.
No, it's not about racism.
A difference when you do a dumpster brand dumpster or a Trashco, which they variation heights.
Trashco, okay, by Conglamo, right?
Trashco's
Conglamo brand Trashco. I remember.
Trashco dumpsters have a completely different center
CEO
than dumpster brand dumpsters.
And Big Head.
Yeah, they have that weird 4-foot radius.
The word dumpster is a brand, not
it is a brand.
It's a brand. It's like Xerox or tissue.
Allen wrench.
Yes. So like, he's under a different style, a standard of brand. So like, that brand actually has a different height than the trash can.
Oh, wait, didn't he get caught on fire with the burning building?
Oh, when he got caught
on fire.
Okay,
guys,
when he burnt to the fire, you know what?
All right.
He actually, he got rained on. Okay. Rain.
Okay. Jason, get your hand off my cock. Let's stop
that weird bloody thing, or not the bloody one. That's the well.
Let's stop.
Oh, shut up. The weird tree. The weird tree zombie inside the sewer. Right when he's heading back to Alexandria. Mm-hmm. That's when he died.
And when they all left, the Zeppelin came with the light.
Oh. All right, you guys. Let's cut it out and let's just fucking move on. You guys are
yes, the unkillable Glenn finally fucking ate the bit the dust.
Yes. Unfortunately, to a bat with barbed wire around it. Whoop-dee-doo. Name Lucille.
Whoop-dee-doo.
In the comics, this was a big...
Comic-Con for $50.
In the comics, this was a big surprise that turned a lot of Walking Dead fans away. Because
they're
my
not
god,
real fans.
They took Glenn away. Oh my god, what? How can they do that? I'm not reading it anymore. Well, guess what? Same shit happened with the fucking show. They took Glenn away. Oh my god, I'm not watching the show anymore. Well, guess what? Yeah, you're right, Steve. They're not fucking real fans. When I heard that Glenn was taken out of the comics because he got his head smashed in by a fucking enemy, that was supposed to happen. You're too comfortable with these characters to where you just think they're going to survive because they're main characters. Wrong! They get fucking taken out just as easily as anybody else. So, guess what? Glenn's not a part of the fucking comic book series anymore. You know what else? He's not a part of the fucking show anymore.
He hasn't been part of the comic book series for 4 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, exactly. But that's what I'm trying to say is that when it happened then, it was surprising to a lot, but it fucking had to happen. Because you think that your character is fine
Well, no one's safe in that show.
Yeah, nobody should be safe from that show.
Right. So here will I go with my conversation.
Yeah, and that's the fucking point, is that
Get your summary back.
This is the idea, which is that this is a realistic world that they live in. So, I know it's not realistic, but fucking... Your character doesn't get to live just because you like him. He fucking died.
Why the fuck is Daryl still alive?
Yeah, exactly.
Daryl's still alive in the show because fucking...
He's a character that everyone still likes.
Yes, exactly.
He's still so sexy.
That's the difference.
Well, then you just refuted your whole argument.
Daryl's sexy. I'm talking about the comics as opposed to the show. Comics, people die, and it just fucking happens like
Maggie, Michonne, and Rick Carl.
What?
Maggie, Michonne, Rick, Carl.
They'll have their time. No. Glenn was a fucking loved character, and he died. And people were upset about it, but he died. You think they're just going to kill off all the main characters? It might as well have been
Steve,
Rick,
dummy.
Glenn, Carl, and fucking Michonne.
Coral?
Yeah, Coral. No. 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 An eraser, Coral. An eraser.
That seemed dick. That did. That seemed
keep
dick
crying.
Come out with great memes.
If you kept crying longer, I'd appreciate it.
I can't.
Thank you, right.
Only till next.
You fucking can't commit.
Let's go.
Fuck you. You.
Here's
try.
My fucking goddamn problem.
Okay. Go ahead. Here we go. Is this what you were been holding on to?
Yes.
All right. Let's
Was start. The Talking Dead?
Talking Dead.
When they did the memorial, they showed the episode in a at a fucking cemetery.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
That was the premiere. The premiere was in an LA cemetery, the Hollywood cemetery, and they'd fit the whole fucking thing. So people were just sitting on dead graves and watching the film.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
But the tone that Chris Hardwick took, it's like,
who's Chris Hardwick?
Chris Hardwick is the host of Talking Dead.
Okay, so that faggot.
So, I know you're upset. I know you're all sad. Like, he took the tone like it's a memorial. Like, a real fucking person died.
Hence the fucking cemetery, right?
There were some newspapers that actually had a whole death thing. Like in the pages.
An obituary for fucking Glenn?
Yes. Fuck themselves.
Are you kidding me?
I would be in that fucking memorial at that fucking at the graveyard fucking like, what the fuck is everyone, what's wrong with people?
You'd be the old man. Good. I hope you fucking died screaming, you motherfucker.
That was an awesome episode.
Yeah, it was.
Treat it as such. Don't try to think like a real person died, because you know what? Two real fake characters died. Not two real people died. Treated as such. Like, this guy... I don't understand, like, how they bring it so somberly. Everyone's all quiet and sad. And, like, it's so somber. I can't fucking figure out that why. Because in my head, it's like I'm watching fucking Talking Dead. It's like, okay. No one really died.
Yeah.
Why are these people out here in the rain there suffering?
There are people who are truly invested in the show.
But people are...
And who don't read the
and
comics
and you're making
and
the fucking
anything?
People, the actors in the show, be in the fucking goddamn rain talk about this. And then keep that tone. How about make it lighthearted?
I will say...
You could have made it lighthearted.
I will say...
You made this shitty tone for the whole show.
I didn't watch The Talking Dead. So
I didn't because I watched like 15 minutes and I said, fuck this. Because there's no reason why this could have this tone for the entire show.
Jesus. You know, okay, I want to get into something with this show that I had. Honestly, to me, after it was over, when it finally ended, my response to it was, meh.
Yeah, we know.
Meh.
You're a piece of shit.
No, because don't go wrong. Negan was awesome.
Yeah,
I liked the entire
episode.
Negan
was fucking great.
I was appreciative of the entire episode.
No, Negan was
I became
was
mad when that fucking Talking Dead episode started.
No, Negan was great. But as far as, the big reveal, Curtin, I think
it's nothing
number
that
one,
we didn't already know. No, we just saw it again. No, no reason to say it meh like that.
That's why it was meh. Because here's the thing. Number one, I think it was ruined just by the 6 months of all this overhype. Nonstop overhype. To where when it finally happened, okay, it happened. Secondly, Abraham. Okay, Abraham died. Was this a big thing? No. As much as I like Abraham's character, he was just another character. He wasn't there from the beginning. You didn't have any real emotional connection. He had funny scenes.
Yes, yes.
He had some depressing scenes. Overall, he was kind of a cool guy, but he was just another character.
I hate that when we can't resolve your emotional feelings. We'll just kill you.
No, but he was, he was just another
because
character.
Doesn't matter. Your feelings don't matter anymore. You're dead.
There was nothing about him that really did anything story-wise that drove anything.
He's a
man on a mission. The whole story, you could have a whole side story, Walking Dead story with this
guy.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, but I'm saying him as a character in the group,
he's
there
basically
was
the
nothing
Punisher of that story.
About him.
He could be the Punisher of that world.
But he wasn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Then
he have no connections.
Then you'd be damn near Negan.
He'll plow through anybody and
there's
not care.
Nothing
or shame
with him. There's nothing with him that really drives anything with the group. There's not. So, that's the big death. That's what we waited 6 months for. Whatever.
That was your... Okay, based off your initial feeling, that's what you came up with?
Kind of, yeah. I was like, that's no big thing there.
I think that...
The loss of Abraham was not a big thing.
I think that was supposed to be
the one. In fact, it was no more of a big thing than when he died in the comics.
I think...
It sucks. He was a cool
character. That's very true.
But it was no big thing.
But I think that was supposed to be the point, is that...
There was no make or break.
That was supposed to be the
first
one.
He had to die that way because Zoe died the way he died. I said Zoe because she's the character from...
Oh, yeah. I know
Nurse Jackie.
Well,
she got arrow through the eye, which is the same death he was supposed to have.
Yeah.
Well, she did in the comics.
Or Eugene. Was it him or Eugene?
No, Eugene is alive. So.
Eugene's still alive.
So, really, like, with a finale, like, oh my god, this big death. And then turns out, it was just Abraham. All right, whatever. And then, but look, a second death. It's Glenn. All right, he's supposed to die there anyway, so no biggie.
Not two people watching the show and not looking at the comics.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Let's wrap it up.
I read the comics. That's what I'm saying. For me, it was
meh. I do too. So, yes, of course it's
Abraham's no big loss. Glenn, he's supposed to die there anyways.
Yeah.
So I waited 6 months with all this overhype for that. That was it.
You know.
All right, whatever.
Is that how you felt? Negan? Really? Is that how you really felt?
Yeah.
So you can stop watching the show?
Oh, no. I'll keep watching it. But what I'm saying is, like, all the 6 months of all this overhype and...
I didn't care.
A person who's not really pertinent and this a character who dies here anyways.
People who hype up...
All right, whatever.
I think the presentation
I do not care
made
about,
more
I like
of an impact.
Progressing the show.
Yeah.
Even though I know what's going to happen next.
I know.
Their take is way better
that
than what
said,
the show is.
No,
it's better than panels
said,
on a comic book.
Roach, You're very much wrong. It is not a show where, oh, anyone can die. Any main character can die. It's not. No.
No. I know.
It is not.
That's what they say.
I never said.
Unless you watch the show.
I never said that the show itself was like that. The comic books can be like that, but the show itself, no.
It's not still, even so much the comics. Even the comics kind of play it safe to a point.
The kind of recipe that it takes to make a show, which is...
A recipe for death?
Yes. You got your main characters. You want to keep them in there. They just had to add that in so that way it fucking adds to the fucking feels,
you know what? I'll say
itself.
This is one thing where, like, I really love Game of Thrones. That one, yeah, anyone can fucking die. Any main character. You can have a whole season. Here is your main focal point.
That's
this is your main character.
Game
Guess
of
what?
Thrones,
he's
and that's
dead.
HBO.
No, but what I'm saying is...
This is AMC. They fucking have
American
to-
movie classics.
I know, but I'm saying...
Yeah, exactly.
That
they
is
have
a
to
great,
tiptoe.
No, but I'm saying that is a great point where, yeah, any main character can fucking die.
Yeah.
There is... You don't know who's going to fucking live. This guy who's been a main character for X amount of seasons has been the focal point. Guess what? He's dead. This person you love, this fan favorite, oh my God. Guess what? Dead. In fact, if you become a fan favorite, you're almost guaranteed to be dead. But then you got The Walking Dead. It's like, yeah, we kill off all these people. They're not really important. Yeah, if people like them, they're not the biggest fan favorites. We come around for a few seasons. Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
All right, whoop-de-doo. I do like the show. I'm not knocking the show in any way.
Yeah.
I'm happy finally we're at Negan, all this other crap. But for me, it was more just this big cliffhanger from the season. Oh, my God, who'd he kill? And it was nothing big. So
I think that because of the kind of shock that people who read the comics got from Glenn's death, the same people who got who watched the show got the same kind of reaction from Glenn's death. I mean,
I don't believe that because I wanted Glenn to die for many, many episodes.
But you watched.
Well, yeah.
But to me, you read the comics, though.
Like, okay, in the comics, great. He dies here.
Difference.
The story dies in the comics, great. But the other thing that makes it kind of meh is also the fact that they tease his death multiple times in every fucking season. So now that it finally happens, you're
I'm actually not satisfied that he died, only because how brutal it was.
But that's kind of the point. That's
ended on that of how he died.
His
because
death wasn't because of fucking zombies or whatever. It was just, hey, somebody else needs to die. Guess what? Your fucking favorite.
He's not in that.
You know what? I will say this.
Fine
too.
Is you have his death.
I'm getting it right now.
Because honestly, I did want his death. I wanted his death just to satisfy the fact that it's been saved so many times. Watching it almost was unsatisfactory only because how brutal it was. Like, I finally got what I wanted, but that's not what... It was just brutal to watch.
You know, I
will
say...
And they took me for a turn for that.
The one thing I appreciated in that scene, though, is that the whole eye poppy scene, because that happened in the comics, too.
That's some brutal fucking shit.
It was worse than what it is now, but yes,
okay,
it happened.
So let's go on with Glenn's death scene.
And it's very abrupt, because you thought... Daryl's gonna be punished for this fucking bullshit. You thought the next person who'd be...
I don't know. Again, Negan did say something that pretty you don't kill right away.
It actually makes sense.
He stepped up and punched him.
But it actually makes sense that it wouldn't be Daryl and it had to be somebody else.
And this is abrupt. Like, he'd have no expecting of this.
I don't know what kind of lying assholes you've been dealing with.
I don't know. Look at Glenn. Focus on Glenn. He's bracing for it. He is.
First impressions are important.
Yeah, like you say, yeah, it's coming.
Do you know me? So,
back to it.
What if you blocked it? What
back
happened?
To it.
Raise your hand. You gotta raise his hand.
But then you break your wrist in the meantime, too. It's gonna be massive pain before you die. He took two shots, though, before this right here.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that cave, man.
I love it.
Buddy, you still there?
This guy enjoying it is the weirdest fucking thing in my life.
It seems like you're trying to speak.
This is also from the comics, though. I love that this scene right here.
It's not the same thing.
That scene is the way he's positioned and everything.
Somewhat. They capture a lot of particular scenes from comic book scenes.
Maggie, I'll find you. That's what he says.
I got it.
Yeah, we know that.
I know you got it. I'm for the fans. For the fucking fans. For the
your fucking bald-eyed, bulging husband tells you that shit. It's the creepiest thing in the world. Here's what my problem is.
Here we go.
His men watch this. Are they cool with it?
Are
they?
They have no choice.
Hold on. Hold on.
Are they filled with fear?
Hold on.
It's a mix. Sorry.
I truly am. Because that's as traumatizing as the people on their knees.
No exceptions. I like that little jump he did there.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know Daryl feels like shit because he caused it.
Yeah, because
yeah,
it isn't because Glenn did something. It's because somebody else did something.
Like, I like that. That's a good example of how to promote fear because I don't care that you punch me, but someone else can be punished for it.
Yeah, because what you're doing, you think you're going to be punished for, but it's not that.
Like, he could have been easily killed, and that's the easy way out. He could have got fucking harpooned by the other fucking dude who doesn't like him for some reason.
Yeah.
But instead, like, no, you need another example.
And it's overkill.
Because that explains why you don't fuck with me, because you're not going to get hurt.
And
your reactions cause other people to be hurt.
It's overkill.
Yeah,
it's
the other thing,
complete
though,
overkill.
The other
it's
thing
fucking
I
beautiful.
To point out Daryl, like, I think he's going to be missing a lot in this season. We're not going to see much of him.
No, not at all.
And the implications is, okay, so they're taking him to rape him?
The responsibility is that he did just to circumvent people to make him not think they're part of the show anymore.
Yeah.
He still has obligations. He may not be part of the most of the series.
Serious.
Meaning he has to do the other jobs that he did sign up for to part of the try to get people thinking that he's the person who died.
I will say I think that they will return him and he will become part
he'll be
of Negan's
yeah,
gang.
He'll be,
I think he'll actually be a part of Negan's gang. Not willingly, but like forcefully.
Yeah.
He'll be a part of Negan's gang.
Okay, now we did hit on this, the whole flashback. We see everybody kind of die. And I say it's not quite the same because in a lot of those scenes, they get hit in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Now, this is where I say how they filmed a death scene for every character. And they filmed Abraham's death scene is what they filmed for every single character.
Yeah.
And so they do have an alternate death scene that involves Maggie instead of Abraham.
Like I thought, yeah.
So let's go ahead and play this.
Last one I'll see.
It's, for some reason it was recorded on TV, though, so it's not the best.
Anybody moves, anybody says anything, cut the boy's other eye out, feed it to his father.
You've chosen the worst.
This is what was leaked. It's a leaked footage.
This
why.
Is the best. Huh?
Yeah, this
it
is.
Looks like it's leaked.
It is leaked. Bam, there it hits Maggie.
Like I said, I thought Maggie was going to be the one. That
she even gets back up. And she spits at him. And then he proceeds to kill her. It was a leaked. What it is, it's a leaked footage. That's why it doesn't look so good. It was somebody recording it off one of the reels playback.
Well, that person is an asshole.
Yeah, so that's the only version that is. Because, again, it's leaked. So, again, I want to end on a kind of a lighthearted note, though, all this sad talk. So, I do want to do...
This is not ripped in half, you know, right?
I know, we're going to end it. So, I kind of want to end it with some of the lines from Abraham real quick, just because they're funny.
Wrap it up, man. This show's gone way too long. It was supposed to be a minisode. Remember that?
It's an hour.
It's not the full thing. Oh, hold on.
One guy walked out.
Where are you going?
Look it up and end the show. I'm going to get tired. All
right.
You know what's going to happen?
Oh, honey, look at you.
They're going to come up in the boat and kill them all.
I don't give a monkey's left nut.
I'm fit as a damn fiddle.
You got a shitstorm behind door A and a storm
like
of shit behind door B.
I like how
they
spit up the voice thing higher pitch.
Short and curly is what it looks like.
Who's Deanna? Mother Dick.
You're really trying to cram this in the 5 minutes. I tell you that much.
They did,
don't know shit about.
Rick knows every fine grain.
You might as well do it with South Park characters if you're gonna high pitch this fucker's voice up.
Make my ass itch when you were pouring the Bisquick. Are you trying to make pancakes?
I like Dingleberry's
brown. Just the way shit is. And my friend is some damn fine, genuine, outside the box thinking.
You'd had better luck picking up a turd by its clean end.
You know how to bite a dick, Eugene. I mean that with the utmost of respect. I'm much more ready to tear the world a brand new asshole.
What the bitch?
Bitch nuts. Cakes, we are neck deep up shit creek with our mouths wide open.
Like I said, it was real quick. I do like the lines that he has.
This has been one star. All right, that's not one star. We're never one star.
This has been
mini-sode.
A short little ripped in half mini-sode for The Walking Dead. Yeah. Nothing but The Walking Dead.
Sorry, but it's more than and The Walking Dead. It's a little bit more than The Walking Dead after this one happened.
Yeah, there was a little bit of Watchmen in there.
And some other kind of weird things. This is ripped in half. This is ripped in half anything. Because we just go in tangents like crazy.
Yeah. So I'm Steve.
Hey, I'm Jason.
And Roach left. Walked outside.
He got tired of this fucking shit. Like, fuck this. I'm walking out.
So, yeah. Ripped in half on The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Fuck this show. You know, if you look at the clock and the watch in the end of the intro, you see, you know, the episode and the season. I heard that from some guy online.